It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball. The Dutch have defeated Fairfield in the opening round of the Class 3A postseason. Pella 81, Fairfield 41 on Monday night. I'm Trevor Castle. Pleased to be joined by Curtis Wilkinson, one of the many seniors on this Pella High boys basketball team. Curtis, thanks for coming up and chatting. How you doing, bud?
Not a problem. I'm doing great.
Great. 40-point victory. Can't ask for a lot more in a postseason opener, but How did you guys feel about it? What was kind of the vibe and energy, and what did you talk about in the locker room afterwards?
Well, we knew coming in that it might not be our highest level of competition, but to start out fast, you know, just keep playing together, keep playing our ball. And after the game in the locker room, we were just talking about how it was a great win. Just trying to focus on the next rounds and how we can keep getting better.
Let's kind of start at the end. This is one of those games where everybody got in, right? And everybody was having fun out there. What was it like on the floor? This isn't the biggest crowd that you've played in front of all year, but felt like everybody's really into this thing.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. It's always fun to go out there, end of the game, just play with pace. You know, I feel like we have a really strong second group of guys that we just go out there and practice well every day, and I think it's always fun when we get to come on the court and show it.
All right, earlier in the game, Michael Manning threw one off the glass, and Jack was able to put it down. You tried to replicate that later in the game. Talk us through that.
Yeah, well, I looked behind me, and I saw a big white guy, you know, and I thought it had to be number 52, Zach Dobson. Turns out it was Tyler, but, you know, I tried my best to get it up there, give him a chance. It was great, though. It was fun.
But Maddox Smith was there, and he got the putback anyway, and you got the 2 points.
All works out.
81-41 is the final score. Tonight, a lot of layups, right? Mm-hmm. It seemed like you guys were really aggressive, trying to get to the basket, point-blank shots, and you know, layups and dunks was kind of the name of the game tonight. Was that the game plan coming in?
I think so. I think once we figured out about in the first, second quarter that we can push it in transition, we kind of stuck to that, kept doing a good job of that. So I think that definitely attributed to all the layups we got today.
All right, so one down, five to go, right? We can talk about what's coming up next. But you guys have had a week here, and what's been the message from Coach Schulte? What has practice been like? What are the preparations been like getting ready for what is hopefully a deep postseason run?
Yeah, I feel like we've had good practices leading up. I think our main focus right now is just one game at a time, you know, keeping our eyes on the matchup ahead and just trying our best to go out every night and execute.
How do you guys feel as a group of players? How do you guys feel like you're playing right now? It's always best to be playing your best basketball at the end of the year. Do we feel like we're there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think tonight showed it. You know, we're playing connected. We're playing strong, playing with good pace and good energy. So I think that's definitely going to help us in the long run.
Are there areas still yet that you guys feel like it can go up another level or two?
Yeah, I think tonight we struggled a little bit with rebounding. But I think that we're just going to keep improving on that. We got great size, so we'll just keep working at it. And I think that in the long run, it'll be a good strength for us.
We're talking with Curtis Wilkinson of the Pella High boys basketball team. The Dutch beat Fairfield 81-41 in the Class 3A sub-state opener on Monday night. A lot of seniors on this team. You guys have been playing, you know, at various levels together for a long time. Can you just kind of talk about what that journey is like? And now here we are staring. Any particular night might be your last night together playing basketball after a decade or more together.
Right. I think all that experience has really helped us. You know, we're a really connected group of guys, I'd say. We all have fun off the court, on the court. So I think that's definitely going to help us in the tournament run.
And you yourself, I know you want to get into coaching, right?
Yes, sir.
But football.
Yep.
Right? So talk to me a little bit about basketball and what, you know, how does what you're seeing and experiencing on the bench correlate to kind of what you're trying to do in the future?
Yeah. You know, me on the bench, I'm always trying to analyze the game, you know, look at what we're doing on the court, what we can do better. So I think that definitely helps me in the future and just what I want to do later in life.
Yeah. Well, your dad was a coach, right? So is that what – I mean, is that what you've always wanted to do, or where does coaching come from for you?
I think it's been more of a late revelation. You know, I just really liked – I really love football, so just getting into the game however I can, I think that was really a main focus of mine.
Yeah. All right, and then last one for you, Curtis. Sky's the limit for this team. Mm-hmm. I mean, how are we feeling about making this thing happen over the next few weeks?
We all feel great. We feel confident. We know that we're one of the best teams in the state, and I think we can definitely make a deep run.
All right. Thanks for coming up and chatting. Appreciate it, Curtis.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Curtis Wilkinson of the Pella High boys basketball team. The Dutch get their 19th win of the season, a Class 3A sub-state opener victory. Pella 81 and Fairfield 41. Thanks to Curtis Wilkinson for joining us. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA KRLS Sports.